Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Curtis.
Your Royal Highnesses, ladies and gentlemen, children, and to those of you who are not highnesses, or ladies or gentlemen, or who are here, I bid you welcome and peace and happiness to all of you. For the disabled children, and for this great, great honor that's been presented to me, to present to you the most outstanding rock group in the world today. My friends, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO, day 7, about their 7th album, Out of the Blue, came out in 1977, lots of 7s there, and this thing ended up selling 10 million copies worldwide, or more. I think that figure comes from 2007. So Jeff Lynne claims to have written this entire album in 3.5 weeks after a sudden burst of creativity. He was renting a chalet in the Swiss Alps. And then it took 2 months to record the album. So more than twice as long to record than it took to write. I always think, even if he did write it in 3.5 weeks, he doesn't have to publicize that. I don't know if that's really something you necessarily want to brag about. Also, this is the first pop album to have extensive use of a vocoder. I don't know if that, once again, is that something to brag about? Well, we will find out. So the album opens with a song called Turn to Stone. This is a very well-constructed pop song, very intricate. And it has, now we get very intricate production, but intricate but debatable. Because it doesn't feel organic. There's a sterile aspect to the approach taken to this song. And given the concept of Electric Light Orchestra, the combination of the rock instruments and the orchestra, you know, that's all about organic, I think. And this is a studio creation, which is not necessarily a criticism, it's just an observation. Up next, song called It's Over. Another really good pop song, but again, sounds like it was recorded by robots. So that's kind of an issue here. It's a very different approach. Written fast, recorded slow. Yeah, there's a lot of studio trickery going on here.
Music playing in the air. Silence on a darkened stair, 'cause it's over. And what
Third song has the terrible title, Sweet Talkin' Woman. So this one feels more like a band playing than how I was talking about the first two songs. But once again, this is very derivative, or like a tribute to a bygone era of rock and roll. But it's very well done. It's a nice song, but you know, it doesn't smack of originality. Side one ends with a song called Across the Border. This is a great song. Again, you hear elements of other songs or styles, and you're like, what song is that? That's something else. But put together in this way with the big production, it's very entertaining. So side one of this album is quite good. Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with a song called Night in the City. A well-constructed song, but it doesn't really connect. Second song on side two is called Starlight. Smooth rock, slow rock, whatever, I don't like it. Okay, third song on side two is a dumb, annoying song called Jungle. So side one was good, side two not good. Alright, side two mercifully ends with a tender ballad called Steppin' Out. Side two continues to suck with this boring, unoriginal ballad with a boring intro.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, did you think that was the end? Because we just ended side two? No, this is a double album. So we're moving on to side three. And side three in and of itself is called Concerto for a Rainy Day. So as bad as side two was, the fact that side three is called Concerto for a Rainy Day does not make me feel optimistic. So side three opens with a song called Standing in the Rain. Takes over 2 minutes to get to the main vocals, and it's pretty convoluted, and I don't think I like it very much. Up next, second song on side three is called Big Wheels, a boring 5.5 minute ballad. Third song on side three is called Summer and Lightning. Once again, we really hear that Jeff Lynne production, that drum sound that has become so familiar. This is a decent song with nice melodies. The Here It Comes Again part is a nice hook. The production might be too much at times, just all piled on top, and then the song kind of gets lost underneath, but I like it. Side three ends with a song called Mr. Blue Sky. A very bouncy, punchy tune, ambitiously put together. I like the cool, heavy guitar bit toward the end, but the last minute or so of orchestration is superfluous. But overall, a very good song. Everybody's in the place, and don't you know, it's a beautiful day. Hey! Running down the avenue, see how the sun shines brightly in the city, on the streets where once was pitted, it's the blue. Sky is living in the day. Hey! Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why. Flipping the second record over, side four opens with a song called Sweet Is the Night. Another derivative tune reminiscent of songs that we've heard before. I hear Mata Hoople, I hear David Bowie, but in the end this song is nothing special. So after Sweet Is the Night, we get a pointless instrumental called the Whale. Maybe it's not an instrumental if that is supposed to be a whale singing, but I don't get it. Third track on side four is a song called Birmingham Blues. This is a reasonably entertaining rock song. I like how it unfolds. The different parts work together. Some nice acoustic guitar bits, some nice electric guitar bits. Overall, a cool song. Out of the Blue ends with a song called Wild West Hero, which is a weird combination of styles. It feels overblown, even pretentious. Whatever might be good about the song has already been done better, even on this album. So, yeah, it's kind of pointless. In the end, in my opinion, this should have been a single album, and it could have been a really good, like, 8-song record. That being said, if you can remember all the way back to side one was great. Let's hope that the record we're going to talk about tomorrow is as good as side one of this record. We'll find out tomorrow when we talk about Discovery. We'll be right back.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.